After the 2010 census showed Latinos who mainly speak Spanish growing to more than 5% of Milwaukee's population, the federal government ordered the use of bilingual ballots. Milwaukee Election Commissioner Susan Edman says under instructions from the U.S. Justice Department, the ballots will be available citywide, though some Milwaukee neighborhoods have few Latinos. Edman says she thinks the bilingual ballots will help people exercise their right to privacy while voting.
For those people who cannot read English, it'll certainly allow them the opportunity to vote and understand the ballot rather than having to have someone assist them in voting.
Edmund says there'll be an English, Spanish, bilingual worker at every required polling place, or about 80 people in all. The city has been trying to recruit more bilingual workers. Edmund says it's cost Milwaukee about $1,500 to prepare the English, Spanish ballot. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.